I love giant shrimp, or jumbo shrimp, as they're known.
Prawn?
They've done away with the, and Faz, I want to say this in a way that's not offensive, fruity Aquaman getup.
He looks great.
He's dressed like it's 300.
Yeah, this is a costume design from the Road Warrior. This is not Aquaman.
But is that a bad thing?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's fucking updated. It looks badass. Aquaman was always a pussy.
Now this is you're right about that. They said to themselves, we can't let him be. And excuse me for saying this, Fez. I hope I'm saying it in the right way. Fruity. But
let's say brighter.
But everyone always made fun of Aquaman with his like little yellow hair and his orange and green cheerleading outfit. He looks like he was a tumbler at best. And now he looks like he's straight out of 300.
He's a warrior.
But they're forcing, they're shoehorning this into the Batman versus the Superman.
I like it. I like the idea they expand this DC universe into this thing.
He also does not look like what you would call a good guy. You know what I mean? He seems like he just came in through a portal in space and is trying to kill Iron Man and Thor.
This guy's like the dictator of the sea instead of like the prince or king or whatever that guy was.
This is the worst Aquaman casting since Vincent Chase.
That actually did very good.
Come on.
Did very big numbers.
Cameron. He's not even blonde. The Aquaman I grew up with looked like Jim Gaffigan.
See, that's the thing. When you grew up, Fez, you come from the golden age of comics, the 1920s. Things were a little more innocent in those days. You got to update this.
Look, Nick Fury's black in the Avengers
movies. Think that the problem with it is now just the whole deal was supposed to be Batman versus Superman, and now you're shoving in this other thing, which, by the way, if you see him within the last 2 minutes, I'll be surprised. But what is Batman supposed to say? Oh, fuck, no, there's a Superman under the ocean. You know what I mean? Like, if I was Batman and I saw Superman and Aquaman, you know what I would say? I guess I'm not needed here. I am glad that I did it for a while.
This guy's got the seas unlocked, and this guy's up top. It's fine. He's fucking super.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about Batman, he's no different than one of those angels that ride around on the subway cars. What's that guy's name?
Silva. Curtis Silva.
Silva.
Or Silva. Guardian Angels.
Yeah, Guardian Angels. I mean, basically, Batman should be wearing a maroon beret at best. So there it is.
I think he looks great.
Aquaman, I think, has just moved to the top of the awesome list.
Yeah.
So it looks like they took his iconic orange scaled shirt and just made that into tattoos.
Yeah, that's cooler.
Wait, that's not...
Yeah, these are tats on the left hand.
I missed that completely. I thought it was mesh.
No.
I thought he had some kind of like a fence or a net that he had swum through.
No, he's just
got tribal tattoos from the early 90s.
All right, so this is not going to be for you. You always said that you're a big Batman fan. Where is your excitement level of Batman versus Superman on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it has just dropped down to a 1, seeing Aquaman.
Well, where was it before that?
It was at a brimming 6.
Really? Because I haven't heard you even sounding 6 excited about this.
Dude, I've gone from 0 to 100 with this fucking thing coming out. I'm
100's
serious.
Not on the scale.
It is
it's
now.
It's 10 times the scale.
Yes.
Fez.
I could have cared less about Batman versus Superman.
So this is why you were in tears at the start of the show, Aquaman?
I weep for this Aquaman.
I heard you, and I didn't know why.
This stinks.
Not at all, dude. This is and Zack Snyder. I think Zack Snyder is the guy who did the 300, so you can see where he got.
Yeah, it's a 300 look. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
It's reruns.
Well, isn't all of it?
This is super cool. Screw Ben Affleck. It's all about Aquaman. I like that they updated the trident or the five dent or a pitchfork, whatever it is. Hopefully he has a bunch of fucking shrimp buddies to hang out with. Or at least a shark. I mean, this guy looks like a shark, dude.
Well, they claim in the last Man of Steel movie that when the whales came swimming over to Superman, that they were sent by Aquaman.
I don't even remember this.
What?
When he was saving everyone.